today's 12-minute talk, John. As you, for those that aren't watching, I've got some in-the-field testing done with the Eleanor, and I figured we'd do a video where, like, do some comparisons between Eleanor, the AMG 110, and the Razor 110. That was one of the questions on the first video. Before we get into it, be sure to go check out highlymunitions.com. Or if you're in Midland. You know what? I'm just going to say it if they can't
understand. Midland. I'm sorry. Midlands, Texas.
Go by Ally Outdoors. Y'all have any sales or anything going on, John?
We will in February. So, well, this will be coming out probably next week. So, yeah, February. Keep your eyes out. Maybe some camo sales, things like that. So.
So, anyways, I have now had some time behind Eleanor. And so I took it hunting. Shot a deer. I confirmed that it was, in fact, the first whitetail buck shot with Eleanor that everybody's aware of, anyways. Pretty cool. And then I sit down, I don't know what day it was now, Saturday afternoon, I think, and did a lot of looking in between it and the Razor 110. Now, I will say this. If we're basing our, you know, we've talked about this before. How do you know if what they're saying the zoom range is the actual zoom range? You know, if you're just looking at it by. If we're assuming that overwhelming majority of 1X things are true 1X, and we're basing, and I feel as if the Razor 1 to 10, it's 1X pretty true. If we're basing, you know, our test parameters off of that, the Eleanor 1X is almost like a 0.75. Kind of like that new Swaro. It's kind of trippy to where it almost like downsizes the shit. That's kind of how it's like less than 1X.
How do you, I guess because that would be what a function of the internal tube size, right? Well, because would you factor off the main objective lens, or would you factor that off the internal tube?
I have no freaking idea.
Yeah, how do they even consider that, like, 1X?
Because,
you know, that's the new thing with, like, the Colus is, like, the wide field of view, you know.
When you bring up stuff about field of view, it makes you want to cuss, and my goal for 2024 is cuss less.
Okay, that's a good goal.
Certain podcasts. Now, if I get fired up, we're just going to be like, explicit warning.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, I don't know, because that new Swaro that's 0.75, is it 0.75 to 6?
I remember that. To 8.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then there's the new, I don't remember who's making it, where it, actually, I think the Swaro does that, where it clicks into a different parallax setting on 1X and then, or 0.75. And then when you turn it up, it swaps over. I don't know how they're doing any of this stuff anymore. Like a traditional sense of knowing optics is kind of going out the window with the addition of all these new things.
Yeah. So effectively you're saying the new AMG has a wider field of view.
Yes.
That would be like to most people. That would be what you would say.
It's triggering me. I want to cut so bad.
Yeah.
No, and the sad part is I didn't even pay attention to field of view on 1X. I was just like looking at, so there's two things I'll do on 1X. One is how clear everything is and all that, and how true it is. Like what I'll look at things up close. Cause to me, it doesn't matter about far away. It's 1X.
Well, was that what 1X would be though? Like when it's on 1X, the relative dimensions, like if you were to walk out and measure something, like
I feel like, okay. So for me, if it's like a true 1X, I guess, maybe I should be able to look at, say, that door, which is, you know, what, 10 feet away, 8 feet away. And everything should appear normal.
Well, because here's the second question. When you compare these, were you comparing them off the rear ocular lens?
Where else would I be looking?
Well, no, I'm saying, though, because if you had the front objectives equal.
Oh. That's true.
It would skew that perception of the field of view because the AMG being shorter.
interesting.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I was not looking at field view. I was just looking at objects up close, how they appear.
Yeah.
And like I said, when you dialed it up past one, it seemed, you know, probably close to two. It was pretty equal to 1X on the Razer 1 and 10 as far as what you were looking at. It give it that 1X on the AMG, give it that like subtracted, I call it subtracted look. My field of view.
Well, that brings the question, because I was trying to think of that, like, other than, because somebody in the comments said something about depth of field being relative to tube length, and I don't know if that was a thing. But
I don't know. I'll have to,
but
I'll
tube
have
length,
to make a call.
It almost does seem like would affect that, you know, obviously, again, I have to go back to the word field of view, right? Because it's like if the front lens is closer, it's going to be taking light at a different position.
Right. Now, and you know, this is just the first of many hours probably staring through this. And because this is where a lot of people get torqued off on optics reviews and comparisons and everything else. They look through it once, or they literally pull out a box, look through it, and with their sunglasses on, and make these bold statements and everything else. I sit behind both of these for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm still going to spend even more time probably going through all the power ranges, and then probably doing lots of looking at targets at different yardages and everything else to really. And then at some point, I'll actually, what I'm probably going to do is downrange, I'm going to drive a bunch of stakes at like, say, 5 foot intervals. I'm going to measure actual field of view.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anybody can write anything down. You know, but because that'll also, sometime this summer, I want to do like a inexpensive 1.6, 1.8, 1.10s, like individual series and all that. Because a lot of people are asking about them still. So I'm just going to go ahead and set up like a field of measuring field of view, or like real life field of view. But
I really wish just all the optics manufacturers would get on the same page and like have some kind of standardized metrics for some of this.
It's just like flashlight industry. Like
it's like marketing bullshit.
Or suppressor.
Or is it super wide field of view?
Yeah.
You know.
It's, I don't need... Just don't pay no attention to field of view. I don't. On 1X, just look for, is the image sharp, clear? Is it easy for me to get on the dot or whatever center aiming device they have? For me, LPVL. It's like, I never go, but my field of view, you know, it's 3 feet shorter. You know, I'm focusing on the things that it's probably going to be for, which is like that dot to center and. It's so, a daylight bright and all that other stuff.
Optically, did you notice any difference between
Yes, I was getting to that. Yes, I did. Through my eyes. Let me just preface this. Because I say it every time, I'm going to say it again. Everybody's eyes perceive different glasses differently. But to my eyes, as far as optic clarity and everything else, the Razer 1 to 10 took it. Yeah, like the colors were a little bit more true. It looked a little bit more clear. And another interesting thing was, so the AMG on 10X, as far as magnification goes, I had them right there beside each other, and I just went eyepiece, eyepiece. And like, you know, and I was looking at 100 and then I went to 300 yards. The Razer AMG on 10X, do they call this the Razer AMG or just AMG 110? Or the one that, versus the 1 to 10, like I dialed the 1 to 10 down to like, it'd probably be about where 9X is, because it just goes 8 to 10 on the Razer 1 to 10. But it's right there, it felt right there in the middle, about 9X. They're very comparable as far as magnification. Meaning actually the Razer 1 to 10 has a little bit more magnification than the AMG 1 to 10. And I'm curious if it's the Cerakoting, and I forgot to ask the other day. I don't even know if they could tell me, but I wonder if they Cerakoted it and baked it, because I have another optic. I have some LPVOs from another company. One of them's really good, and the reticle's really crisp and clear, and it's actually really good glass for the money I paid for it. The next one, that company used to have an option to Cerakote their LPVLs, and I had a Cerakote 10, clearly. It almost has the same exact thing going on here. And I'm sure that it's different glass. I don't know, but I'm sure it is. But still, same things with those LPVLs as I found in this one. So the reticle, to my eyes, is a little bit darker in color on the Razor 1 to 10, as opposed to the AMG seems a little bit lighter, almost a little bit tougher to find without illumination on, as far as like looking downrange super late in the evening, whereas the Razor 1 to 10 I have no issues with. Same thing with those other LPVOs. One of them was Cerakoted, and then I don't know.
So you tell me somebody at Dan in the Defense fucked it?
We should definitely just start that rumor.
Fucking dick. Marty Daniels. God dang, Marty Daniels.
I don't know. This is totally speculation. I am going to reach out and see if I can find out. But it's the exact same effect that those other ones had, whereas the one that wasn't Cerakoted, the glass seems a little bit brighter.
It's like the people who would tell you, it doesn't matter if Cerakote gets in the action. It's like...
Are you just trying to trigger me into cussing? But again, this is just total speculation. We will have another one of these, yes, to just look through.
Yeah, no, it's right here.
I'll be curious. Well, when you get back up there, you should grab a 1 to 10 razor and that and see what you think about the glass clarity and the reticle.
I need like a brightness rig that like puts two of the
that's final kind of scope levels together. Which luckily, out of the boom room, I was able to get these things right next to each other and get them rested up on one bag to where I could just look back and forth. But yes, I mean, especially for the projects I want to do this summer, I'm definitely probably going to be building something that holds multiple final scope levels. But anyways, they're both great. But if you hit me with a blind, I can tell you right now, if you hit me with a sample, whatever, like cover these up and just said, look through them, pick your favorite, the Razor 1 to 10 is going to get it. As far as optic clarity, reticle brightness, I guess you would say. Like, we're not talking about illumination on. I haven't even started, like, this is just like the first test of like looking at optic clarity, what it looked like a 1x and 10x only, and where it like matched up. Like I said, this one maxed out on 10x, the AMG maxed out on 10x. I had to dial the Razor 1 to 10 down to about 9x to kind of get compatible magnification levels. Next time I'll look at it, I'll really start paying attention to like finer details, like edge-to-edge clarity and all that kind of stuff. But just initial thoughts and everything else, Razor 1 to 10 is a little bit better as far to my eyes. And that's where, don't get torqued off. I'm not telling you. I'd buy one tomorrow if it was available.
Yeah.
You know, it's compact. And it could be something to do with Cerakote.
Well, I think something important to note, because people are like, Vortex is charging $4,000. No, Vortex is not charging $4,000 for scope. Our dumbasses paid $4,000.
Yeah, there's a big difference there.
Basically,
I don't know. I would have, the speculation time, warning. When the AMG does come out, I would assume it's going to be a little bit more expensive because it's an American-made product. But I don't know. That's not what Vortex, because Vortex didn't sell this to us. And trust me, I've asked them many times, they won't. No, but all in all, like, it's not tanodized, but even, Cerakoted, how sexy does it look on the 14.56R? Come on. Looks really good. Interesting side note, did you zero, this is a different acro, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you zero the other one?
No.
It was zeroed.
Hell yeah.
I didn't have to touch it. That was great.
Perfect.
Other than that, I mean, it's basically, as far as like, levers and knobs and what have you. It's basically the same thing as a Razer. It's the same reticle I've been running this Razer on this 16-inch 6R. But like I said, the brightness level of the reticles, I like it better on the Razer. But again, it could be the Cerakote. I'd be curious to hear your guys' thoughts. Have y'all Cerakoted? Have y'all Cerakoted an optic and noticed that the reticles changed? Do we have a professional Cerakote applicator? Is that a thing? Is this just like happenstance? Or is that a thing? Like when you bake this shit, the glass gets slightly... It's almost like the glass is slightly tinted or has a slight different lens coating. And again, I haven't even tested this. Like, I'm going to get them in the sunlight, see which one performs better with glare and all that stuff. But it's a noticeable difference in the brightness of the actual reticle itself, like non-illuminated, just the black lines. There's a noticeable difference in the brightness in the Razer 110 as opposed to the AMG 110. But, man, I don't know that's kind of this preliminary testing, and because those were some questions people were asking. I will pull them off and weigh them at some point. And then again, as time goes on, I'm going to be doing more testing. I will say this. Give me a fast focus eyepiece any day of the week as opposed to the entire objective. I don't know what you call this. Move it. Like, give me the fast focus eyepiece as opposed to the eyepiece focusing, and then you do the whole lock ring thing. I don't know what it is with my eyes or what that does to an optic. I could never seem to get it completely perfect. And it's no different on the AMG. Like, there's a reason why I don't like a lot of scopes with that feature. I could never seem to get it like where it's just perfect all the time as opposed to anything with a fast focus eyepiece. Maybe that's a my eyes thing. Maybe it's all in my head. Who knows? But yeah. I took my first kill with this. Was a mature buck. Actually, me and Brooke. Are we out of time?
We've been out of time here again.
Oh. I'll just go ahead and tell the story. Brooke hasn't gotten a deer yet. Literally the day before the last day of you can legally kill a deer. I'm like, Brooke, let's go to the stand. You know, little date night action. It was an afternoon hunt. It's been a rough season. You know, bucks kind of disappeared, as they typically do during rut, but they stayed gone far too long. Like, it's literally getting down to, like, where's all the mature bucks? Yeah, we did get some of the crap heads knocked out. The kids shot a few crap heads, which is great, great fun. But Brooke hadn't got her a deer. She hadn't shot a deer in, like, 2 or 3 years. So I'm just like, you're getting a deer this year. So we went to the stand, and I wasn't even going to take a gun. But then I woke up and was like, what are you thinking? Obviously, I grabbed the old 14.5 6R with the AMG 110 mounted up. And I told Brooke, I was like, listen, I don't really let you shoot whatever, but I'm telling you right now, aside from this deer, these one or two deers that we're waiting on for you, if a pig, coyote, whatever comes in, you better be fast if you want to get a shot off, because I want to shoot something with this 110. Like, you don't understand. You don't get it, Brooke. So, pretty surprisingly, pretty early on, one of the deer we were watching come in, or well, I had been wanting to see, came in. We watched it for a little while, and finally the good shot presented itself, and nothing else had shown up. So I was like, yeah, take that deer out. So she shoots it. With her 6.5 Creed, her 16-inch 6.5 Creed, it runs like, I don't know, 10 feet, falls over. She was really excited. Even though I made her watch it for like 45 minutes, she was super excited. She pulled her shot a little bit, but it still killed the shit out of it. So, great. So, we're sitting there. It's getting later in the afternoon, and one of these super mature bucks comes in. We're talking like, this will be the last year he's probably worth anything. Next year, I'd definitely start going downhill. And I'm just like, I really don't want to clean another deer. But we haven't seen this guy, you know, in the stand in a hot minute. And I was like, meh. Turns out. And he would never stopped. And I told Brooke, I was like, when he hits that last lane, he's literally leaving. You just scream at him. If he pauses for 1 second, I'm going to shoot him. And she did. And it was a 200-yard shot. He ran not necessarily ammo that I would normally use for deer, but it did the job. And I'm not going to tell people what it is because I may make it available next season. But anyways, he ran like 50 yards, crumbled up to a tiny little ball, was expired. And it was great. I don't know. I can't wait to shoot some coyotes with the AMG 110. If I have time this week, I am going to slip over and try to get a pig with it. How great would it be? Like first whitetail, first pig, first coyote, first bobcat. I'm sure that one guy at Vortex who I'm texting all this to is like, God, what a nerd.
Yeah, never mind.
Yes. Yes to what you're about to say. But anyways, I don't know. It'd be a good place to wrap it up. Again, let us know in the comments, like, questions you have, comparisons with other LPVOs, maybe, or whatever you want to know about the AMG. Yeah, AMG 1 to 10. And we'll try, I'll get it tested, and we'll try to address it in a later video, later podcast. But anyways, be looking for more content on it, because we're gonna deep dive. It's super cool. Anything to add, Mr. John?
No.
You're so dramatic. Anyways, we appreciate y'all. Be sure to like, subscribe, all that. See you guys next time.